He looked around desperately, rubbing his eyes with the heels of his palms, hard enough to make mercs and fouders and sankophytes explode across his field of vision. The fire had burned very low. Patrick lay about 20 feet from it, at the twisted base of a cottonwood tree. From where Roland sat, the boy was no more than a hide-covered hump. Of Oi, there was no immediate sign. Roland called to the bumbler, and got no response. The gunslinger was about to try his feet when he saw Jake's old friend a little beyond the edge of the failing firelight, or at least the gleam of his gold-ringed eyes. Those eyes looked at Roland for a moment, then disappeared, probably when Oi put his snout back down on his paws. He's tired, too, Roland thought. And why not? The question of what would become of Oi after tomorrow tried to rise to the surface of the gunslinger's troubled, tired mind, and Roland pushed it away. He got up. In his weariness, his hands slipped down to his formerly troublesome hip, as if expecting to find the pain still there. Went to Patrick and shook him awake. It took some doing, but at last the boy's eyes opened. That wasn't good enough for Roland. He grasped Patrick's shoulders and pulled him up to a sitting position. When the boy tried to slump back down again, Roland shook him hard. He looked at Roland with dazed incomprehension. "Help me build up the fire, Patrick." Doing that should wake him up at least a little. And once the fire was burning bright again, Patrick would have to stand a brief watch. Roland didn't like the idea, knew full well that leaving Patrick in charge of the night would be dangerous, but trying to watch the rest of it on his own would be even more dangerous. He needed sleep. An hour or two would be enough, and surely Patrick could stay awake that long.